Blog Talk Radio.
A woman needs time, time to rest, time to play. A woman needs time to honor her ways as a woman. And today, I woke up this morning feeling okay, 'cause I know that there's a red tent today. Once a month, and it can't come too soon. Women come together underneath the new moon. It's a paradise. Women side by side, sisters, all right. But taking some time away from mundane life. A universal love inside, peace of mind. We're healing here today in the Red Temple. Coming right away, the Red Tent Temple. You can hear your sister say, it's a miracle. We gotta find our way to the Red Temple, a woman's sacred space.
So the Red Tent, what does this mean and where does it lead us? So today we're just connecting with the possibility, as you know, we have the opportunity in any given moment to explore reconnecting to old concepts and bringing them forward to serve now. So in the past, I have done a couple different interviews with people that are here shining on a light. The first is Isadora Liedenfrost. She created a movie, The Things We Don't Talk About, a Red Tent movie. And this movie is a great movie to give seeds of inspiration as what's possible when you bring women together to take time out, to have conversation, to let out their emotions, to create, to play, to have fun. And when we see this occurring in the movie, you can start to see where there's healing that takes place, sisterhood that takes place, and it's basically this beautiful sanctuary that people can step away from and come together in a new form and leave their identities behind and just enjoy one another for who they are in that moment. So there's a link below to an interview that I did with Isadora. You can connect to that magic. Another one I did with Deanna Lam and the Red Tent movement that she has created all over the world. She goes around teaching women how to reclaim their first menstruation, to reclaim their basically their womanhood, and also to prepare young adolescents for their first moon. Why this is so important, I was just reading an article before this show, is because there's a lot of shame oftentimes about this time of the month, and it's something that happens and every month. So there's no reason really to feel shame about it. It's actually a time that you can dream, that you can connect deeper to what's going on for you and do some beautiful clearing. Now, interesting enough, in indigenous culture, many Native American tribes ask the women take retreat, and you'll see some of this if you watch the movie by Isadora, by a Lakota elder, about how there was some shame felt when asked to go to the Moon Lodge. And there's an article I was just reading out of some different countries in Africa, and one being that they were asked to not pray, not do anything, basically stripped of all their rights, not touch the food, not touch the water, and be in solitude, where other cultures in different countries in Africa were actually allowed to continue doing their chores and working with the food and so on and so forth. And the woman that wrote the article said she was Hindu, raised Hindu, and she was not allowed in the temple during this time. Now, we've gone from these strict regulations to so much a minutia, but there's still been a lot of shame around that. And the reason I shine the light on the red tent is that these beautiful sanctuaries may be that bridge to start to break down some of these walls and barriers that have been built up, and an opportunity for all of us to imagine what it could be or should be, and allow society to start to have a catalyst effect. You're starting to see this with many different options out there that are eco-friendly, that are also allowing the woman to be empowered by her choices and to have the right to speak out and not be ashamed of this time of month. Now imagine, most of Western culture, there's a lot of shame around the time you menstruate, where it's not even acceptable to let the male know. However, if we do include, and this is where we're going to get into a little bit of brotherhood, if we do allow the male to understand and be involved, they can be a support system. Because yes, there is the fact that we must look at that the female is losing blood during this time. It's a time for her to receive, meaning that she's giving, releasing, and a time to receive from others to help her out a little bit. So we can start to think about what does this mean, and why should we maybe reconsider how we address it? And is it possible that theology has gotten in the way and actually kept women, and maybe some indigenous cultures, kept women from truly understand how they're supposed to interact with this life cycle and this methodology of bleeding, giving birth in this way? And was there a time when we didn't go through this process on this planet? And if so, what happened at that moment? So these are some questions you can start to contemplate. We can go back to a certain amount of recorded history, yet we don't know if it's all true, but we can at least assess what's going on right now and say, hey, this is happening for me. Does it make sense for me to stop this? If you listen to another interview, the one with Deanna Lam, and another link that I put on there is Jasmine Starchild. She's cultivated a group, a forum, Red Moon Medicine Movement, on a Ning site. You can go in there and get a lot of beautiful information. I've done a couple different interviews with her. And again, if women have the time to come together and have a conversation and start to really understand what this means, that we can start to shift the culture. If you can imagine that during this time of the month, is it possible that really we are doing something, and maybe the Native Americans didn't handle it in the best way by removing women, but maybe that was a blessing so they could be in retreat, so they could rest, they could dream, but there didn't need to be the shame put with it. And the same in some of these other cultures that wouldn't allow the women in the temples. Again, why? And is there a beautiful way that we can reconnect this to society? And the other question I have is, should women really be working during this time? Meaning, nowadays women are having to wear so many hats. So should they be really working during this time? And would that create greater harmony at the workplace if women were actually encouraged to take these days off? And what happens when you actually nurture yourself during this time, your cycle becomes more consistent, more calm, and you're able to rest for a shorter period of time, not shortcutting yourself, but it might be that you have more to offer to everyone around you if you really honor what's happening. So these are just some questions I'm going to throw out there. We're going to talk a little bit more about this topic in other episodes, but for right now, I just want to throw those questions out there and inspire everyone, if they're are inspired by this topic, to think about it. And if you have young girls, to think about, what do you want to pass down? I know in the Western culture, there's a lot of stigma about really stopping the menstruation cycle, not having it be an inconvenience. So there's a lot of pharmacology that can be very harmful and damaging. And again, when we get to this other juncture in our life, if you do choose to bear children, there's been all this shame about, you know, having blood come out of you, and that you can't have anyone know about this, that can also create a problem for the future. So there's a lot of questions, and I'm really excited. If you are inspired to send in some of your comments, your thoughts, and your inspirations, please feel free to write me at s@suzannetoro.com or suzannetoro@gmail.com. Just send an email and connect with what your thoughts are and where you'd like to go with this topic. What we're going to do right now is, as we connected to the womb earlier, I would love for you just to connect a little bit deeper in this moment to your inner being and your inner knowing, and just allowing yourself a moment to explore what might be possible if we started creating community around the tent, meaning a gathering place for women that symbolizes the womb, might be a place where women go to retreat in when they're on their moon. And would it be possible at this point in time to create these sanctuaries so women could have them accessible to them, and they really were meant for that, for retreat, whether it was for a day, a couple hours, or longer? And how would that impact our culture and help our young women, our young girls, come in to a place where they can be held safe, where they can talk about things that they're not normally allowed to talk about? They can heal from anything that has happened to them, whether it's been abuse or shame caused from other things in their life or from another lifetime. So as you're contemplating these social issues and these implications, we're going to listen to a song that is called Holy, and this is by Here to Hear. And the reason I'm bringing in this Holy right now is, if we set aside all theology, if we set aside the conflicts that exist and the contradictions that exist within indigenous tribes, which exist in many religions around menstruation, that if we could return to our holiness, remembering the holiness that exists within all of us, that sacred spirit, what are the answers? Can we cultivate this community within the Red Tent and within community, within women and Sangha? And as Jasmine Starchild mentioned in the movie Isadora Levenfrost created, was that if women have time to get together, then men have time to get together. Now, what I see happening in society right now is that we have a uprising of women. We've been kind of told or psychically told by mass media that we're moving into this age of Aquarius or this where the women are rising, but really that another matriarch's not going to help after a patriarch. So how do we create this catalyst? And I think Jasmine had a really great point in her comment in the movie was that if women are getting together, this gives time for men to get together. And how do we create that cult and cultivate that? In the Hopi tribes, when they're in ceremony, they do a beautiful modeling of this, that when the men are in the kiva, the women are preparing sweets for after their dance. And the night before they dance, the men deliver meats to the women. Again, just showing this yin and yang in this way to support one another. So we can look at some of these concepts and say, how could this work for now? How could this really work for what's going on right now? So we're not playing pretend and pretending to cultivate old traditions that really aren't applicable to now. How can we birth the new and have it have a positive yield for our evolution as a human species? So as you contemplate those thoughts, let's connect to Holi by Here to Here. And we'll come back and wrap up this segment after that.
Thank you.
I am holy. So if we can imagine us here now, and the reason I share that song about being holy, if we forget all the stigmatism, all the rules and regulations that have been imposed on us by storytelling, or that we have decided to adopt and adhere to, one or the other, how can it serve us in this moment to really think about the culture that could actually create the mends to our society? How can we cultivate a culture that provides a place for women to really take some time? And this isn't something that you're maybe going to remember today or tomorrow. This may take us some time, because look at how long it took us to get to here. And who knows how many iterations we've had. This planet is quite old, and many civilizations have come and gone. But right now, as we exist in the society, as we know it, what could happen if women start reclaiming every aspect of themselves, every aspect of what happens for them day in and day out and through each moon cycle? What would that mean? And how would it bring a calm to society? And how would this help bring a calm to the masculine energy? So these are those questions I have, and we'll continue this conversation. I think by asking the questions, we might allow our imaginations to wander and start to ignite some inspirations and memories of what is possible. So as we exit out tonight, I do want to just send one practice with you about these Monday episodes are meant to be in service to self and others. So if you can think about for a moment how you might be able to serve, take some time, breathe heart to sacral region or heart to womb, inhale and exhale, and think about how you are to embody the feminine and how you can be in harmony and integrity with that cycle, and how you can connect with it in all aspects of your life, not just in secret, but in all aspects of your life, within work, within home, within community, and see what happens, what arrives. Allow that to be your practice. And maybe to give to others, give a listening ear, a compassionate heart to some young girls that you might know that might need to have a conversation that it goes beyond just how to handle the situation. And as we sign out, I want to shine a light on Isadora Liebenfrost, The Things We Don't Talk About, a Red Tent movie, Deanna Lam, for all your work you've done for the Red Tent movement, to Jasmine Starchild for the Red Moon Medicine Movement, and to Mother Turtle, to Here to Hear, and to Shyla Rae Sunshine. She has a beautiful song which you can link to. It's called Truthfully, and she has a song called Sacredness, which we're going to exit out with. As we exit out, just connect to your power and reclaim every aspect. Let go of the shame and see how you want to show up in this moment, holding that power for the next and for this moment. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, a full heart, and a namaste.
Living life in a holy way, giving thanks each and every day, universe holding sacred space, providing I would give so great end. I have a gift and I give it away. Back to the ground it shall remain. Buried alive and lost at sea. Either way I let it go intentionally. And I celebrate my blood today. We the moon. Not ashamed of my blood, it's my sacredness. I give it.